I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome Dane Brugler of The Athletic. He's their NFL draft analyst, getting set to put together his big draft publication and release it for you who are draft geeks. Dane, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. So Kyler Murray has declared for the NFL draft. We don't yet know what his future holds, but when you think about him as a potential NFL QB, what comes to mind?
Well, there's so many layers to the Kyler Murray discussion. And just talking about him translating to the pro game, I think, first of all, we have to talk about how the current state of the NFL is, you know, more open-minded to a quarterback like Kyler Murray, more so than ever before. A quarterback coming from a spread system, likes to use his legs, likes to move around primarily out of shotgun. The big thing will be the size, 5'9", 190 pounds. We just haven't seen a quarterback have any sustained success in the NFL with those types of measurables. I mean, you go back to Doug Flutie in the 90s, and, you know, he had flashes here and there. But, you know, it's a different animal when we're talking about those types of dimensions. And maybe more so than the worries about the height is the worries about the build and just holding up, because he's near maxed out in terms of his how much weight he's going to put on. He likes to use his legs, likes to move around. How is he going to be after he takes some hits? And, you know, when we study prospects, you like to trust the tape. You know, that tells you what he's going to be at the next level. And with Kyler Murray, it's tough to do that because he played in a conference that didn't play defense, and he played behind the best offensive line in all of college football. And so it makes it tough to really trust the tape and trust your evaluation. It's really going to be a fascinating conversation for NFL teams here the next few months.
When you think about him and his skill set as a young guy, that's one thing. But to think about that kind of a sustainable style of play is entirely different. I mean, there's already talk about how long Lamar Jackson can play the game that he's playing and not get hurt. How long do you think that lasts if a guy's playing like that?
You know, it's something that if you're going to draft Kyler Murray, obviously you're going to do it in the first 50 picks, somewhere probably in the first round. You know, you have to be all in terms of the play calling, in terms of protecting him, doing your best to, get him outside the pocket, helping him out. So it's not strictly just under center, 3-5, 7-step drops. I mean, you really have to change your entire offensive identity, not only to fit the strengths of what he does best, but just to protect him, open up sight lines for him downfield, get him in space where he can make defenders miss. And by those second chance throws, the off platform throws, we see what Pat Mahomes is doing in Kansas City. And when you watch Kyler Murray, you see a mini Mahomes out there because he has a whip for an arm, moves around, throws from different arm angles, and just makes things happen. But again, he played in a conference that really didn't prepare him. And we saw that in the Orange Bowl against Alabama, where they threw a different type of speed on defense at him, and it took him a little bit to adjust. So, if you're going to draft a Kyler Murray, you have to be all in, change your offensive identity, and really help him to have a prolonged career.
When you think about other quarterbacks that might be available in this draft, it seems like this is the right one for him to go in the first round, because there isn't a group like we had last year with five guys going in the first round. Who else stands out, though, in the quarterback class, Dane?
Yeah, and that's a great point. This is the year for Kyler Murray to test the NFL waters. And, you know, you could, even though that it's not a great quarterback class like last year or the year before, quarterback desperation in the NFL, it doesn't take a year off. And so there's going to be teams out there scouring the quarterback market, trying to find their guy. And when you look at this quarterback class, Dwayne Haskins, I think the moment that Justin Herbert decided to go back to Oregon for a senior year, Haskins became the favorite to be the first quarterback drafted. There's some questions about lower body mechanics, the accuracy, but he has a special arm, 50 touchdowns this year. You worry about the inexperience, only 14 career starts. You go back to 1973, there have been 100 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. Only three of them had 15 starts or less. So it's, you know, rare company for a guy with that little of experience go with the first round. But I think he is the clear favorite to be the first quarterback drafted. And then after that, you're talking about Daniel Jones from Duke, Drew Locke from Missouri. I think those two are kind of in the pecking order, along with Kyler Murray trying to be the second, third, and fourth quarterbacks off the board. We'll be able to see Drew Locke and Daniel Jones next week at Mobile at the Senior Bowl. A great chance to see them both on the same field at the same time to evaluate their skill sets, because they're different. Drew Locke is a Derek Carr type. He's got a big arm. He moves well. Just worry about some of the decision-making, but he has a golden arm. With Daniel Jones, doesn't quite have that same arm, but he's a more cerebral passer, a more accurate passer. The David Cutcliffe connection will be mentioned quite a bit when we talk about Daniel Jones. You see the Manning mannerisms with the way he holds the ball in the pocket, his movements, all that. So if you're in need of a quarterback this year, you know, it's not as good as last year or the year before, but there's still talent here. And so you're going to be working overtime to try and figure these guys out.
Dane Brugler is with The Athletic as an NFL draft analyst. This is his time to shine. We're getting so close again to the combine and then workouts. And before you know it, the draft will be here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thinking back to your expectations for the five quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round a year ago, or not quite a year ago, but all of them saw time on the field. We even had one get into the postseason. So how did they compare to your expectations of them coming out?
I think Baker Mayfield surpassed expectations. And, you know, that's hard to say about the number one overall pick, but, I mean, he broke Peyton Manning's rookie passing touchdown record. You can't really say enough about what Baker did, especially once Hugh Jackson was fired and Freddie Kitchens became the play caller and how the entire offense changed. And, it's really going to be exciting to see Freddie Kitchens, now the head coach, still going to be calling plays in Cleveland. How that plays out, that's going to be a lot of fun. You look at Sam Darnold in New York, up and down, but the flashes, especially down the stretch in the final few games, that's what you're banking on, him getting better and better and better. I think last year at this time, Sam Darnold was the favorite to be the first quarterback drafted. And I still think he has a chance to be the best quarterback from last year's group. But, you know, it's just we knew it was going to take time. And so, you know, hopefully Jets fans are a little patient with him. It's going to take a little bit. And the same thing could be said with Josh Allen and Josh Rosen. Two guys that showed potential. With Rosen, he didn't have a great supporting cast. There's a reason Arizona's picking number one overall this year. They were not a good football team. We'll see how the Cliff Kingsbury hire, how that might change and aid his development as a quarterback. That's really going to be an interesting domino to see how that plays out. And then, you know, Lamar Jackson, the one quarterback, rookie quarterback from the first round that did make the postseason. I still have major questions about his accuracy outside the numbers, down the field. It's something that teams are going to have all offseason to study Lamar Jackson and prepare for him and his legs and how Baltimore used him. If Lamar Jackson is going to have that long-term success in the NFL, he has to become a better passer, especially, again, outside the numbers, towards the sideline, downfield. It's all about taking positive steps for him.
Right.
So eager to see all these guys in year two.
For sure. And as you mentioned, Freddie Kitchens, obviously new coach in Arizona as well, and Cliff Kingsbury. And so there are a bunch of guys are going to be going through transitions and having different voices in their heads in the second year. Who are some of the other candidates to be the first overall pick?
I think the favorite is Nick Bosa from Ohio State. He was the favorite. As soon as last year's draft ended, the 2018 draft, Nick Bosa was the favorite to be the top pick. And he got hurt in the third game of the year, had a core injury, required surgery, probably could have came back in November, December, but he decided to just, you know, prepare for the combine, rehab. So the medicals at the combine are going to be paramount to Nick Bosa. He's basically a carbon copy of his all-pro older brother, Joey. But the medicals will be a question mark. And really, not just about Nick, but Joey has missed time with various injuries, most notably his foot. Their father was a former first-round pick in 1987 to the Miami Dolphins. played only 2 years because of injuries. It's something you have to worry about, and it's something that will be, you know, interpreted differently by all 32 teams. But when you look at the Cardinals, they have the number one overall pick. It'll be interesting with this quarterback group. Is there a quarterback that's going to cause one of these teams? You look at the Giants at 6, the Jaguars at 7, the Broncos at 10, the Dolphins, the Redskins. Is there a team desperate enough for that quarterback that they're going to trade up into the top 3 picks to get that quarterback? History tells us it's going to happen. Over the last 20 years, we've had at least one quarterback go in the top 5 picks. The only year we didn't was 2013. So history tells us that a team is going to trade up for one of these quarterbacks. Could it be the number one pick? And, you know, Arizona, they're going to be open for business.
They have a lot of needs.
They do.
Maybe quarterback isn't one. Maybe it is one. But they have a lot of holes to fill for sure in Kingsbury's next or first season, I should say. Dane, positions that are draft heavy, where there could be a wealth of guys coming into the league. What are a couple of those positions?
Well, it starts on the defensive line. You know, mapping out my top 50 overall draft board, the first 15, 16 picks, 7, 8 of them are on the defensive line.
Wow.
Just a loaded class. I mentioned Nick Bosa. He's the top guy. The clear number two guy, at least in my eyes, Quinnen Williams, a defensive tackle from Alabama.
He was
so dominant this year against the pass, against the run, power, quickness, instincts. It's all there for Quinnen Williams to be that interior disruptor. Josh Allen, the edge player from Kentucky, pass rusher and get after the quarterback. Rashawn Gary at Michigan, Ed Oliver at Houston, Jeffrey Simmons at Mississippi State, Cleveland Farrell from Clemson. So the defensive line, both the edge guys and on the interior, it's going to be the story of the first round. How many go in the first round and just the quality of prospects that they are. And outside the defensive line, I think you have to look at tight end. It's going to be one of the strongest positions this year. We could see as many as 9 or 10 be mentioned as top 100 picks, which would be a record if we get double digits in there. So I think you can go position by position and kind of pick out some areas that are strong, but defensive line and tight end really jump off the page in terms of the strongest positions this year.
NFL draft analyst Dane Brugler with us from The Athletic. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. From your perspective as someone who is picking this stuff apart, what are the pieces of the combine that are most important for teams?
Well, first and foremost, it is the medicals. And really, that's why the combine was created. It wasn't the 40-yard dash. It wasn't anything else. The combine was created so these players and these teams didn't have to fly all over the country to get their doctors to get looks at each one of these guys and their injury histories and all that. The combine was created for one central location. All the prospects can come. All the teams can be in the same location. In Indianapolis is why the combine is there, because of the literally the amount of MRI machines within a mile radius. So, and I think it works that it's a central part of the country as well. But, that's really the central reason why we have the combine first and foremost. And then second, I would say it's the interviews. They have a chance. Some part of it is, like speed dating. You have 15 minutes with each one of these guys, so you better have your questions ready. But you can learn a lot about these players in a short amount of time like that. And then third would be the on-field drills, a chance to – and it's a cross-checking exercise. You're not going to change your grade based on a 40-yard dash or a vertical jump. It's a chance that, you've seen all these players on tape. Now, how do they perform athletically? Does it match what you saw on tape? And if it doesn't, if a guy runs much better than you thought or slower, then you go back to the tape and you try to figure out, okay, what did I miss? The whole, Senior Bowl next week, the combine, all the workouts, it's all one big cross-checking exercise to make sure that how they play in the pre-draft process, how they perform, matches up with how they did on the football field during the season and what you watched on tape.
Speaking of tape, have you started watching tape on the 7th grade quarterback out of Michigan who's been offered by Jim Harbaugh?
Did he really offer a 7th
Yes,
grader?
Isaiah Marshall, a 7th grade quarterback out of Southfield, Michigan, gets offered a scholarship to play for Jim Harbaugh. After he's 13 years old, but apparently there's tape on him because it impressed Coach Harbaugh.
it's a good story. We have a player in this draft, David Sills for West Virginia. USC offered him as a quarterback when he was in middle school,
oh my gosh.
He ended up not playing quarterback, went to West Virginia as a wide receiver, and he's going to be in this draft class probably a mid-round pick.
You can follow Dane on Twitter at DP Brugler, B-R-U-G-L-E-R, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. Do you have a book coming out?
Yeah, The Draft Guide, The Beast, you know, if people love it. It's go in-depth on all these players. You know, my job as an analyst is to paint a picture, tell you exactly what these players are, how they project to the NFL, you know, strengths, weaknesses, their background information, everything you need to know. And so, you know, best way for people to find out all that information is follow me on Twitter at DP Brugler and follow what we have going at The Athletic. A lot of great draft coverage going on. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right, Dane. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
You too, Amy. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.